Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, happy Halloween, I guess I should say, on this Friday morning, the 31st day of October. We are glad that you are with us this morning. Of course, Kim St. Ange is still on maternity leave. Guess she's coming back at the end of November, right around Thanksgiving, I believe, is the due date for us back here, so to speak. Dan Buck has been helping us out. He's got a little vacation himself starting today. It's his granddaughter's birthday, and it's Halloween, and then he's gonna be going to go celebrate that. So Scott Jagow, kind enough to help us out this morning, and he'll be in with us next week as well. And sometimes it's tough to keep that straight because you spend most of your time down the hallway. But
yeah, I almost said the other station.
Ah, that's all right. I can't imagine how Sue Thomas keeps it straight. Yeah. I don't know. She does. Obviously, she does traffic for us. She does traffic for KZK, and she reports for both of them in the morning, and then she does Reardon's show in the afternoon. And I don't know how she keeps it straight. All I have to worry about is 97.1 FM Talk, and today is a momentous day here at the radio station because it marks the kickoff of my Responder Rescue ATF raffle. So we're going to be talking about that all morning long. We got the information up on our website already, so you can go there and you can check it out at 971talk.com/contests, and that gets you the link where you can go and you can buy your tickets. And we'll have the information up there all morning for you, and you'll be able to see what we got happening. And I love it because we've raised probably, $130,000 so far for people, and you'll be able to contribute to that starting today. Some fabulous prizes that I'll be discussing coming up here. And I'm most excited, Scott, about the fact that every year, Responder Rescue, since we've helped them as they put this on, I go out all through the year and I try to gather donations of good bourbon, like really good bourbon that people would want. And one has always eluded me because it's the bourbon that is the hardest to get and probably the most expensive bourbon that everybody wants, and that's a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle. Because you can buy it if you have a spare $1,000 laying around, but on the secondary market, even the least expensive Pappy Van Winkle is $900.
Easy, yeah.
And the most expensive is probably $5,000 if you could find a Pappy Van Winkle 23-year or whatever. But I did have one donated for me this year for this raffle.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be in the basket of bourbon that we raffle off. They're going to pick three winners on November 26th. The computer picks them completely randomly, and then we'll announce them, and then you'll have an opportunity to win that that basket of bourbon with some Pappy in there and lots of Weller and Blanton's and lots of other great bourbons to sample, even a little bit of wine from Gunlock Bunshoe. They're going to donate some wine from Lore Wine and Spirits. We've got some vodka in there from Inversion Vodka from Stone Ledge Distillery and Stolach Whiskey. So it's going to be great.
A basket of bourbon is great.
The basket of bourbon. There's going to be a night at Lit Cigar Lounge will be one of the prizes. That's worth $1,000. That's bottle service and for 10 of you and 10 of your closest friends in their private room down there. And then, of course, the Range St. Louis West is donating a handgun that you can win. So the winner, the first person picked will get their choice between the three prizes. That's how we always do it. And then number two and then number three. So anyway, lots of great prizes. It's the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms Raffle by Responder Rescue, and it all benefits them. I talked to Lisa yesterday from Responder Rescue. We're going to have her on at the end of the show today, and she'll talk more about what they do. But they've got a big button right on their website. If you are a first responder, and for some reason, because of injury or whatever, you haven't been able to work and you're behind on your bills, you're behind on your mortgage, you've got some surgery that your insurance either didn't cover or isn't covering all of it, you can apply to them, and they take the money that we help raise, and they have other fundraisers throughout the year, and they help our first responders. That's why I picked this charity years ago, and we're still doing all we can to help them. So I hope you get on there, and we'll have all the details for you as the show goes on this morning. I will say this, and Ethan, I'm not going to say the word, but I am very excited to find out starting Monday we're going to be giving away some concert tickets, and I wish I could tell you who it was for. I could not be more excited about this because I had no idea that we were going to have a chance to see them here in St. Louis. So we will announce that Monday. It's embargoed. I've been told I'm not allowed to say the words. So that's going to kill me. But on Monday, every day next week, we're going to give away a pair of tickets for a major concert coming to St. Louis. And I'm very excited. And at the end of the show today, I'll be going down to promotions to see if there are any extras, because I'm definitely going to be there one way or the other. If I have to, you know, mortgage the house or something crazy like that, for sure.
I don't know about all that.
Well, you know, I would have to check with the wife
first.
It is
a big concert.
Yeah, I would have to check with the wife first, I guess, before I did something like that. I tell you. All right. So we've got lots to get to for you today. As usual, Congressman Eric Burleson, day 31 of the big Schumer shutdown. And I got to be honest with you. If you don't see what's going, if you don't see that this has been planned all along, it's more and more obvious from the day this started. And Dan Buck, to his credit, said this. From the day this started, the Democrats knew their intention was to have a new longest shutdown on record. And here's your latest evidence of it. Last night, a federal judge decided that she would probably force the Trump administration to pay SNAP benefits using emergency funds. Even if there wasn't enough to cover it, she might force the president to do that. Now, why would she have to force the president to do that? Well, lo and behold, Democrat governors in 20-some states sued. Now, why would they sue to ensure SNAP benefits would be paid if they didn't realize that this shutdown was going to go long enough that SNAP benefits would stop being paid? This was all part of the plan. Chaos. It was part of the plan. They're trying to get the public angry, the millions of people who draw SNAP benefits. They're trying to get them angry, and they want them angry at one man, Donald Trump. But he's not the problem. And neither are the 55 people that have repeatedly voted to open the government. The problem is the 45 Democrats who voted no 13, 14, 15 times now. That's the problem. I don't know why everybody can't see that. It's as plain as the nose on my face, which is very large. So anyway, I just thought I'd point that. When I heard that this morning, I'm like, wow. So I can't wait to talk to Congressman Burleson about the whole thing. And we'll get to that for you today at the 7 o'clock hour. All right, let's get to our shortlist, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Americans, beware. Trump will spend the next few days trying to spin the so-called agreement as a win for America. But that is total bull.
I don't believe anything that comes out of Chuck Schumer's mouth. I haven't in years. He's got made-up friends that live in Long Island somewhere who he lies about. He's been lying about them for years. They're not even real people. Why does anybody believe anything Chuck Schumer says?
Democrats are basically telling their union brothers and sisters, who they have listened to for so many years, to go pound sand.
Yeah, who's the party of the working class now? I mean, look, when the Public Workers Union is standing with the Republicans against the Democrats, you know the Democrats have miscalculated.
Yeah, that's true. Did you see that yesterday? The Public Workers Union, and now the major unions, labor unions, are coming out in support of Republicans and telling Democrats to get the government back open.
By what Mayor Johnson's doing, by what Governor Pritzker is doing, it's endangering lives, and they need to stop. They need to stop because there's consequences to it. Their words have consequences, and we're seeing that.
Yeah, Kristi Noem's absolutely right. We've got ICE agents in danger across the country, and there's nobody else to blame but people like J.B. Pritzker and Brandon Johnson, who consistently go in and demonize our federal law enforcement officers.
Are you kidding me? This guy wants to create a ballroom for his rich friends while completely turning a blind eye to the fact that babies are going to starve when the SNAP benefits end in just hours from now?
I think I need to see a Venn diagram on that. Anybody else? This is Kamala Harris dropping the F-bomb in a podcast interview yesterday when asked about the new ballroom, which, heaven forbid, if she was ever actually elected, which I don't think will happen in our lifetime, or hers for that matter, she'd use it. And every president from now on is going to proudly use it so they don't have to put a tent on the East Lawn and make state guests use a porta potty. It's the stupidest argument I've ever heard in my life after Barack Obama spent $76 million more than Trump's about to spend on the MAGA ballroom just to build a basketball court and workout facility at the White House. So I'm so done with all of that, and I'm so done with Kamala, but she's on a book tour, so every day she drops some more gold for us. All right, quick break.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Here. All right, little behind the scenes radio here for you on the Mark Cox Morning Show today, because I went on the radio there at the top of the hour and I promoted my our Responder Rescue ATF raffle, the raffle that we do every year, and then gave you a link that did not work. For those of you, and I know at least one or two of you tried to go there, and I appreciate that. I'm posting that link up on the Facebook page right now. If you go to our main page, 971talk.com, you will see pinned right to the very top right there a link to the Responder Rescue ATF raffle. It's got all of the information you need right there on the page. It's got the fact that you can even send a text if you'd like to get more information on this, and that's the great thing about it. You can text the word responder to 33100. That's a responder to 33100. There's a QR code as well when you link to the Responder Rescue ATF raffle. That's another way to enter, or there's a link online. You can go to the Rally Up page. All of the money donated goes directly to Responder Rescue. Like, there's no middleman here. That's the great thing I love about this. The tickets are only a dollar a piece, but there's a minimum purchase of $10. You're getting 10 tickets for a chance at these three great prizes, and we'll pick the winners on November 26th. And I apologize for the confusion. I thought it was on the events or contest page, and it's actually on the front page. So thank you to Tricia Everding, who hopefully is sleeping this morning, for putting that right up front where everyone can see it. And then that's how you get on there. Please share it with friends and family so we can try to raise as much money as possible this year. We're hoping to raise $30,000. Last year, we fell just a tad bit short of that. And I know the people at Responder Rescue appreciate it no matter how much it is, but because every dollar goes to them. And then we'll get a check presentation for them on the 26th. And that is the day of Guns N' Roses, which we're going to be talking about later today. Tickets are still available for that, but you better get them quick because it usually sells out before the event. And we're going to talk about that this morning when we do our Queen of Hearts drawing in the 8 o'clock hour. But that is the day before Thanksgiving is when we draw the winner. That's why I'm starting today, because today's the 31st, and the 1st falls on a Saturday. Normally, I start this on November 1st and run it until the 26th, but we're gonna start a day early and see if we can get a few donations early on for the raffle. The earlier you're in, the better your chances of winning. Actually, I don't know if that's true or not, but I appreciate you buying the tickets. Let's put it that way. Ethan, I'm sorry that you are not eligible to participate in this.
Yeah, that's some crap.
I know. Employees here at the radio station are not eligible. But still, if you know friends or you know people in the first responder community, please share this with them so we can raise as much money as possible for our friends over at Responder Rescue, because they are they're great individuals. And I love what they do. I mean, it's so selfless. They've been doing this for years and years. And Pat Byrne and Lisa Byrne over there, which is why I'm going to get Lisa on the radio this morning. Every year I say, hey, let's get you on the radio and talk about this. No, you need to talk to Pat. I don't want to do it. So this morning I've convinced her, sweetest person on earth, Lisa, to join us on the radio in the 8 o'clock hour to talk a little bit more about what they do. Because She's the person. She's the one that takes the requests for aid and assistance, and she can kind of tell you what she's seeing. Obviously, it tends to ramp up around holiday time, but if somebody's been out of work because of an injury, maybe they're on disability temporarily or something like that, and they need a little extra cash for to pay a bill, an electric bill, a house payment, whatever it happens to be that they've come up short on, they can submit that to Responder Rescue, and they are there for our first responders within the sound of my voice. And that's why we love what they do over at responderrescue.org is the webpage. So just check that out. Again, I put the link on the Facebook feed this morning, or you can text the word responder to 33100. That's responder to 33100, and it'll give you a link directly to the Responder Rescue ATF raffle. All right, coming up, we will, Scott Jagow's in today for Dan. We're going to get to Scott on the spot in just a few minutes. Next hour, we'll get you a check of business. And we got to Congressman Eric Burleson a little later today. Jason Law, who's running for county exec in St. Charles County as well. Stay tuned.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Here is your PSA for the weekend.
Yes.
Don't forget to fall back your clocks on Sunday morning. It is that time to return to standard time from daylight saving time. And this is something that President Trump actually talked about, I believe, last year, that the Republican Party was planning to use its best efforts to eliminate daylight saving time, which has a small but strong constituency.
Yes.
And he said it's very costly to our nation and inconvenient. So I was just curious what you think about daylight saving time.
To be clear, what we're in right now is daylight savings time.
Yes.
And it switches back on Saturday night at 2 a.m.
to standard time.
I want to leave it daylight savings time. So I guess I'm part of the small but consistent group that would like it. I'll be honest with you. I would be happy for it to stay one way or the other. I would be happiest to keep daylight savings time. I just one thing all year long. Well, because I know it's changed now because we're later into the year, but I prefer to have more sunlight. When we have the longest days of the year in the summer, I prefer to be able to be outside and enjoy myself as long as possible. And daylight savings time allows you to do that, I think, in the most important time of the year. You're less likely to be out in the winter anyway when the days are shorter. So that's my reason for it, plain and simple. Plus, I think being consistent and having it one way all year long, I would feel like I was a Hoosier in Indiana where they've done that for years.
Right, and now Hawaii and Arizona also, they do not switch. They don't make the switch. They're always on standard time. You're not allowed to be on daylight saving time the entire year. That's, you can opt out of it and stay in standard time, but you can't be in DST the whole time.
Where?
Anywhere.
Oh.
In the United States.
Okay.
You can't use daylight saving time the entire year. You can opt out of it and stay in standard time. But you can't.
Which is what Indiana and these other states have done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't think Indiana does it anymore.
Oh, I thought they did.
No, I'm pretty sure they don't. I think they switched that.
So how do you feel about it?
I, to be honest, I don't have a strong opinion. I do find it to be helpful in the winter months to have a little more daylight in the morning versus in the evening. I get that. Yeah, I love it in the summer when we have the extra daylight, but they did do a study in the 70s. I think there was an experiment here in the U.S. when they stuck to daylight saving time, and there were all these car crashes. And, you know, so that they talk about traffic safety as one issue, and the other is, you know, reducing electricity use and boosting retail and outdoor activities in the summer. But I don't know how much difference it makes, honestly. And it's also very, we invented the measurement of time.
Right.
You know, so it's all arbitrary.
Well,
it's,
but I mean, I remember thinking when this all happened, when back in the 70s, wasn't it during the Nixon administration when this changed?
It started there, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. I always bought into the argument for the longest time that the politicians did it because they wanted more time to golf in the afternoon.
Yeah. Well, there's
there may be something
ulterior
to that.
Motives. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Because for people who enjoy outdoor activities, it's nicer to have those longer evenings in the summer months. That just makes sense to me. It's part of your rhythm and your body. I mean, the longer you can be outside in the sunlight, the better off you are. If you're going camping or whatever the case may be, I just think I don't understand. Maybe you can help me here because maybe you've read something on this. Why can we not get Congress to agree to make this one way or the other? There's a block of voters that won't approve it. It's like the government shutdown. It's stupid.
Yeah, like I said, they enacted a trial period of all year daylight saving time in 74-75, and it was very unpopular. So there has been some effort in the past to do this or to keep it daylight saving time all year round.
Right.
But that didn't go very well, and that's when they had some traffic accidents linked to it, and people just didn't like it having it all the time. I mean, it's a little bit of a treat. It's in the spring, you love, oh man, we're going to get these long days. And then in the fall, you get your 1 hour. You get your 1 hour falling back, and that is always nice.
Here's the thing. It's happening Saturday night into Sunday, correct?
Yeah.
It'll be nice to get an extra hour of sleep. I'll give you that. I'll feel like I have to get up early Sunday morning and take my wife to the airport. So I don't know. It's probably not going to save me a whole lot of sleep. I've got to have it at the airport by like 5 a.m. So that's not going to help me much.
Yeah,
but when you work our shift, that's normal.
Yeah, I got to work Sunday morning too at 5 a.m.
Okay. So you're not feeling
But I do. I mean, there is that hour. Sometimes this feels like a gift from heaven.
Yeah. How about you, Ethan? You have a feeling on this one way or the other. Which one do you like?
It's like I told Dan. You don't actually get an hour, though, because you literally are going to go to bed early. Everything just shifts. It's not like you're gaining anything out of this. Do you know what
you're
I mean?
You're losing something.
You're not even losing. The whole time just shifted. So if you go to bed early,
weird tomorrow.
I understand that, but I'm just like, there's nothing to it. Like, I think it's dumb.
Like, it'll seem like it's midnight at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
It feels like it's midnight right now, so.
That's true. Well, it's just dark outside, but you know what I mean.
I'm
sick to death of the whole debate, and I don't know why it seems like the easiest thing in the world to fix. Pick one or the other and do it. Now, I would prefer daylight savings time, but I don't. If there's a strong contingent opposed to that, then make it the other one. I don't care.
You just don't want to change.
I agree with that.
Don't see the reason we change. I would prefer more sunshine in the summer, and I think daylight savings times gives you that.
Didn't
what do they do in other countries?
To do with the farmers.
Some countries do it. Other countries do it. I think in Britain they have a switch, but that didn't start till like the 90s. So this is not. It's very arbitrary. Again, it's like if you go to Switzerland and you there's a train that's coming at 5:32. It's coming at 5:32. But if you go to Jamaica or the Bahamas and you have a reservation for a boat, it's leaving whenever the captain just happens to get there. You
know, I see.
So time is relative, and people see time differently in different places.
Well, in Jamaica, there may not be any boats anymore. You probably should.
No, too early for that.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm just saying. After that storm.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
That was just a random.
No, I know
choice.
What you mean. I know. I'm just saying. Just make a decision on it. And I know President Trump did make noise about that, and then it just kind of went away. Now, he has had, like, world peace and other things like that on his mind, government shutdowns and you know, saving America. It has been on his mind. But I think maybe when we get the government reopened and we get back to some normalcy, like the normalcy of going through 12 different appropriations bills to set a budget instead of continually working in emergency mode on continuing resolutions, maybe we can seriously address this issue. And in time for spring, when we would, maybe we can permanently change it to daylight savings time come spring. What do you think?
We'll make that a goal. When I get Eric Burleson on here this morning, when I get Congressman Burleson on here, despite all of the other important things in the world, I'm going to ask him where he stands on this issue.
But that's it, though. It's
stake your
the
claim,
least,
Eric.
Least important thing we could talk about. Well, you know what I mean? Like, they've got so much more that they need to do, like standardizing a time zone or something probably just doesn't even rank with them.
Doesn't help. So Richie's on Facebook this morning claiming daylight savings time was originally implemented in Germany during World War One to conserve coal. Really? Yeah. Okay.
Well, Franklin Roosevelt instituted wartime in 1942.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Woodrow Wilson signed the Standard Time Act into law in 1918.
Somebody's on here saying, Mark, you can't have daylight savings time in the winter. But the point is, if it was just consistent, everybody would get used to it.
Yeah.
Right? And then when summer came along, you'd have longer days with sunlight. And just like the other way it is now. I mean, we're going to switch back to it to standard time on Sunday night, and then you're just going to get used to it until it's time to switch again. When do we switch again? March or
early
April?
Early March.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not many
not
months.
A lot of time.
Yeah.
Just make a decision. Get off the fence. The only thing in the middle of the road is roadkill. You've heard me say that before. Pick a side.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, America. Pick a side. That's what I'm telling you. Hey, if you didn't hear, thank you, Scott. If you didn't hear Eric Schmidt yesterday going sideways on Jack Smith in this Operation Arctic Frost, I'm going to play a little bit of that for you when we come back here in just a minute. It was pretty epic. It was good for the senator there. Like I mentioned, we got Congressman Eric Burleson still ahead this morning. We'll talk to Brent Sadler. He's in for J.J. Carafano today. We'll talk more about that that Asia trip and the resumption of nuclear testing in the U.S. as well. Is it necessary? We'll get Brent's take on it coming up again in the 7 o'clock hour. Back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. we always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
In a minute. Is that spooky enough for you? A little Michael Jackson thriller for you this morning on Halloween. I see what you did there, Ethan. I like it. Thank you for that. All right. Text 33100 to text responder to 33100 if you want to donate. Our friend Richie on Facebook confirms he's already done that. It is an easy way to enter this raffle. You don't have to go to any web pages. You don't have to do anything. Pick up your phone. Text the word responder to 33100. It takes you straight to the Rally Up site. You'll see Mark Cox's 2025 ATF raffle on there benefiting Responder Rescue. And we've already got several hundred dollars raised. So thank you for that. We got the month of November to get this done. Please, you can share that link with your friends. If you don't mind, you can email it to people and you can buy your entries right there. So thanks to all who've done that already. And it's pretty self-explanatory right there on that page with the first choices, the second choices, the third choices. We're going to raise some money this month. Thank you for all of you for paying attention this morning and for listening to the show and supporting our first responders. By the way, we'll be feeding him as well. Grillmaster Tony talked to him every Friday in November. We'll be picking a different group and delivering food to them. So you bet. Thank you to Tony Stone at grillmastertony.com. All right, Eric Schmidt, man, he was viral yesterday on the internet for just tearing up Jack Smith. Like this Operation Arctic Fox, the more you look at it, the more obvious it becomes what they were doing here. They were prosecuting and persecuting their political enemies. The Biden Department of Justice. Don't give me this nonsense that Trump's going after his political enemies. He wants accountability for this so that it never happens again. Listen to Schmidt yesterday. This is about a minute and a half, but he absolutely nailed it and said that Jack Smith probably needs to face charges for this, or at least, have his law license taken away. Listen to this.
Judge Boasberg gave a speech about how he was going to thwart the Trump agenda before he got those cases. He was the...
This is the soundbite about Boasberg. I've got another bite from Schmidt that I wanted to get to. Is this one I sent you? I had some editing problems this morning. Is this the one I sent you? I don't think I sent you the Schmidt bite. I'm going to find that for you.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
This is the one about Judge Boasberg. This is the guy that was prosecuting Trump and just seemed headstrong on convicting Trump, and he ends up with another case that he wasn't even assigned to that he stepped into, and now Schmidt has turned his sights on Boasberg as well, and he wants him impeached. He wants him taken out of a judgeship over this. Listen to this.
Judge Boasberg gave a speech about how he was going to thwart the Trump agenda before he got those cases. He was not the assignment judge. The D.C. courts have a daily assignment judge. He wasn't the assignment judge. He's on vacation. Somehow gets these cases at 1 in the morning. Was he tipped off? Did somebody tell him these cases against President Trump and his agenda now were coming? I don't know. We should find that out. But Judge Boasberg, what he did to Senator Cruz and maybe other senators, absolutely, and I don't say this lightly, absolutely is worthy of impeachment proceedings. There has to be accountability. The American people have heard a lot about this, and you're going to hear more. We should have Watergate-style hearings on this for months. If we're ever going to root this out, we have to be serious about it, and consequences have to follow. Resignations, firings, criminal prosecutions. You simply can't, in this country, use the justice system to throw people in jail because they have a red jersey on or a blue jersey on.
Thank you. Now he's implicating a judge in this. And of course, the Jack Smith case as the prosecutor, the bite I wanted to use, and I believe I've got a link to it in my email here, was one yesterday where the senator was going sideways on on Smith as well, talking about the fact that he was well known in legal circles as a prosecutor that said, "Show me the man and I'll show you the crime." That's the kind of prosecutor he was known to be. So the Democrats handpicked him and said, "Go get Trump and go get the Republicans." And he went to the phone companies and he tapped their lines, and then he threatened them if they let them know their lines were being tapped. I mean, that's including Senator Ted Cruz. That's how far this thing goes. Now, if there aren't consequences for this, for any Democrat that thinks, well, what's wrong with that? What happens when it happens to your side of the aisle? You wouldn't want the Republican prosecutor, a guy known to have biases, going after somebody on your side of the aisle. I don't understand what the hesitation is here. What happened was anti-American. It will be bigger than the Watergate here. We talked about this with Dan earlier this week. Watergate was a minor crime, and the problem was the cover-up. This is a major crime that was intentional, it appears to me, and there's also been a massive cover-up. There are several of those cases going on, I think, including the one with the auto pin and the cover-up of Joe Biden's mental decline. So those are running concurrently. They're looking into both of those. Now, here's the question. How many times have we been disappointed? How many times have we been Charlie Brown trying to kick the football that Lucy pulls away from us at the last minute, and we find ourselves laying flat on our backs staring up at the sky? I'm with you. I don't know if it happens or not, but I hope Senator Schmidt bird dogs this, and we get some people perp walked before it's all over with. We better. Let's put it that way. All right, quick break here. We'll get back next hour. We'll have more on the business yesterday after the interest rates were cut. We'll get to that. We got In Other News and Congressman Eric Burleson coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. "Honey, there's water in the basement." Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.